And this year, the New South Wales government is implementing a new syllabus for physics students across the state. Equations and essentials are overall pretty much the same, except for a conspicuous removal of female scientists from the teaching plan. Physics students in New South Wales are now being taught the subject as per the syllabus itself, as if it were only men who pioneered the field. Why exactly this decision was made is somewhat a mystery, but to help us clear it up a little bit is Catherine Ross, who's a science communicator and researcher at the University of Sydney Physics Education Group, who wrote a very well laid out thread on Twitter about this very topic. Thank you very much for coming in, Kat.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So can you, first of all, looking at the syllabus, what's the kind of like sweeping changes that have been made to the syllabus before we kind of broach, you know, the topic?
Yeah, so overall, it could be a fantastic syllabus. We've got a lot more technical information. There's a lot more experiments. It's much more hands-on, but there's also a lot more equations as well. So overall, they're looking at really digging into the physics of the situation, and they've taken out a lot of the history and the contextual background of a lot of these research and fields.
So they're trying to make it a bit more technical to keep students kind of like aware that physics is like a math-based science, and it's not just spiritual impact of you know, various sciences.
Yeah, and it's also to prepare them for when they come to university. So the previous syllabus focused a lot on the history, and it introduced the background of all of these developments, and removing that means that we can spend more time on different areas of physics. So they've introduced thermodynamics, which is the first time it's being taught since before 2005, which I think is really great.
Such
it is a great
topic.
Area.
It's so much fun too.
Exactly. It's really interesting and it's a pretty critical area of physics.
Okay.
So it's great that they've got that, but they've done it at the expense of something pretty important.
Well, right. So with the social context has gone something, which is now apparently there are no female physicists and there
not
never
one.
Have been.
No, of course so, not. It's not in the syllabus, so it must not be true. There just can't be any, right?
Yes, they've just been removed entirely. And the claim that, you know, I mean, the thing is, it's true, the HSC physics syllabus has often been too focused on testing social context as a sort of mark, you know, getting marks in HSC for knowing social context. While you're teaching it, it's very important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's important for a few reasons, actually. So the context and the background actually helps all students, not just females, but all students understand the content. And it helps them understand the developments and retain that information for longer. It makes it much more robust in their memory. So yes, they may not have as deep a technical knowledge, but it's easier to build on that foundation and they can learn much faster as a result.
Yeah, and now a lot of the kind of counterclaims to this are that the teachers, it's the responsibility of teachers to put in extra information, to put in the context, to add female scientists' contribution. What are the problems with these kind of claims?
So I think it's pretty simple to say if a syllabus requires the teachers to teach something that's not on the syllabus, that's not an effective syllabus. The entire idea of it is that teachers can follow it dot point by dot point and every student, regardless of what else is taught, but if that syllabus is taught, every student will get a holistic understanding of the syllabus and a holistic understanding of the content and the physics. By removing that context and removing the women especially, we lose that entirely. By forcing teachers to do their own research and to include it, that means that only the teachers that are well trained are going to be able to do that. In New South Wales, 70% of physics teachers aren't actually physicists. So having a syllabus that requires them to know that background and include it is only going to work for that top 30%, which are all hired by the most elite schools.
Mm-hmm. And how much is there to be said for sort of, I mean, the fact is that women are largely invisible in science a lot of the time anyway, so that any extra context teachers might add will likely be focused around men in the first place.
Yes,
so you sort
exactly.
of get that bias.
And so when I say the context has been removed, it has, but there are still men in the syllabus. Multiple men are included. There's a dot point in the Year 12 section, which literally says, investigate the contribution of Maxwell. It's not even mentioning his equations, but it's looking at the contribution that he had to the development of physics. If you can have a dot point like that for men, how can you not have a dot point like that for at least one woman?
And I think, like, do you think that there's any sort of political will to like fix this? Is this an issue that people will, like the people who write the syllabus, which you said is 22% women working on the board?
Oh, it's 22% of physicists.
Of course,
are
it's
women.
Not just
yeah.
their yeah, it's not just their responsibility to add women to the syllabus.
Yeah,
but
it's everyone's job to include yeah, women in physics.
How much
yeah.
will do you think there would be to see this as an issue and be like, well, we done messed up. We should really put some women in that syllabus, huh?
Yeah, I hope it doesn't take much to get them to improve it, because this is an issue for everyone.
And it's relatively easy to fix, right?
Because it is. The content is there. In fact, we talk about nuclear fission, which was discovered by a female physicist. We talk about all of these things that females discovered, that females contributed to, and all the dot points are there, but no mention of the woman. So we can easily include it. And in fact, that's what my Twitter thread talks about. Mm-hmm. I only mentioned seven female physicists that could easily be inserted without a second glance. But are they there? No.
Can you actually just, like, you know, for the benefit, tell us about one of your favorite female scientists?
Yeah, absolutely.
That you'd like to see included?
Oh, yes, of course. So one of my favorites is Emily du Châtelet. She's French. I probably pronounced that wrong. I'm sorry to any French people listening.
It's fine.
But she was an incredible mathematician and physicist. She actually translated Newton's Principia into French, and its translation is the one that's still being used today.
And just for context, the Principia Mathematica by Newton is like sort of a foundations of mathematics.
Yeah. Foundation
principles.
Of basically mm-hmm. all the laws of motion and understanding how things move in the world of physics mm-hmm. and in our universe. And her translation wasn't just, you know, word for word translation. She actually ran a commentary of it, pointing out issues, pointing out some different calculations, how she can improve it, make it more easy to understand for everyone. So her translation wasn't just, you know, a random work of translating. It was a work of maths. It was a work of physics. Mm-hmm. She also pointed out that there should be a law of conservation of energy, which flows on from Newton's laws.
Which we talk about in pretty much everything in physics
literally
all the time.
Everything. It's yes. one of the most important yeah. laws in physics.
Yeah.
And she was the one who originally was saying, I think that there should be a law of conservation of energy. And kinetic energy is just a little section of that. It's not the only type of energy. Mm-hmm. Because the laws of motion only really talk about kinetic energy.
Yeah.
And so she just had an incredible view overall.
And Kat, I think you've touched on it, but what's sort of the effect of leaving this stuff out? Like, what impact does this have on people who are studying science, who may want to become scientists? How does it affect their view of science and moving forward?
So there's two major issues that it can create. Firstly, I mentioned, yeah, the context is really important for everyone's understanding. But having zero female role models in a syllabus and having none of them taught to a whole generation of physicists, we can see a massive drop in the number of females taking this course. Firstly, if we're promoting it as highly mathematical and technical with no females in the syllabus, there are going to be very vulnerable women who feel like they can't do this course. And in fact, we actually saw that happening in the syllabus before 2005, which was highly technical. The numbers of women were decreasing, and it was a large reason why we changed the syllabus in the first place. So we're going to see a huge impact on just the numbers of women going into physics, but also we're going to see an issue of just the social idea of what a scientist is. If there's no representation of women, people will believe that women can't be physicists. Mm-hmm. By showing that the most incredible discoveries were done by females, we'll see that that's absolutely not true.
Mm-hmm. Now, look, this syllabus is set to come in for the next round of HSC students, so not the ones doing the HSCs now, but the ones who are coming starting at the end of this year.
So year 11 students are currently doing the syllabus, and they'll do their HSC at the end of next year.
How achievable is it for them to address this pretty glaring oversight and just, you know, like, how difficult would it be to just say, sorry, we made a mistake, let's just fix the syllabus?
Actually, surprisingly easy. So in my tweet, I actually focused on the year 12 modules because that way the Board of Studies can easily just slot them in.
Well, they're modules. They slot in where they, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. The content's there. Just put in a name and say, look, here is this person who did the work. It's not hard at all. They could easily do it over a summer break and have the current students be doing the content, including women. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you so much, Kat, for coming in and addressing this pretty big issue. I'm sure we'll hear more of it in the weeks to come as well.
Yes.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And that was Catherine Ross, a science communicator and researcher at the University of Sydney Physics Education Group. Now, if you want to follow the, I was going to say controversy, it's not really a controversy, it's just like a straight up oversight. You can follow find her Twitter thread at at @astro_catross. That's @astro_catross. There's a thread on there where she's very clearly detailed the problems and what could be done to address it. So go take a look if you're interested in finding out more about this big issue. It's pretty important stuff. Here on 2SER, coming up to close to 11:30, we'll have the news for you in a moment. But to take you there, this is Amen Dunes with Blue Rose on The Daily.